That's 1 in 5 workers without jobs, and that number does not reflect people who are employed but working reduced hours. Jason Palmer directs the State Bureau of Labor Market Information and Strategic Initiatives. He says the job losses cut across all sectors of the economy, but especially manufacturing, retail, and hospitality.
These are all industries that got hit really hard, you know, some of them dropping by 50%.
This number does not reflect the gradual lifting of executive orders and reopening sectors of the economy. Palmer says that will be at least partially reflected in the numbers that come out next month. I'm Rick Pluta.